following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
841 1360 975 WTAQ News Talk Sports. All right, a lot of stuff to get to even in this half hour. We've got some leftovers from yesterday that we definitely have to get to, and we have an announcement and a contest to go with it. And I'm going to take the next, 7 minutes or so and figure out, I have 15 minutes. All right, I'll take about the next 8 minutes or so and share a few things with you. And then figure out in that time how I'm going to give away tickets to a show for a new entertainment product in the Green Bay area that we'll be telling you about here. Actually, you've been hearing about it on WTAQ. By the way, I mentioned this during the tease. I have to mention this very quickly because I do want to get to a couple of other things. In fact, we did get a response from a TV news director on a segment we did yesterday. I want to revisit that and share that response with you. We'll do that in just a bit. However, first, if you were listening to the morning show today, or however you may have gotten it, there's a major traffic situation on Highway 26. Truck rolled, junk all over the road. 26, you might often take that to get to Madison, 4126. Joe had it on the traffic reports. Mike and Matt talked about it. If you're not aware, Joe Gigante, WTAQ, doing traffic reports on Fox 11 during their morning show. It's about 6:20 and 7:20. You know how it is. Within a couple of minutes of that. Every day. And our traffic reports are getting very, very popular. More popular than even I realized. Joe brought something. He sent me an email last night. Joe Gigante, morning traffic reporter, brought something to my attention. There is an on-air radio personality at a competing... Jason, did you hear me mention this earlier? There's an on-air radio personality at a company that competes with this company that is retweeting our traffic tweets. Now, she's perfectly free to do that. It has our branding on it. I just wonder if her company knows she's doing that. Because when she retweets it, it has WTAQ, Roadwatch, traffic, and all of that. By the way, if you want to follow us on Twitter for traffic, it's listen carefully. It's at WTAQ. Underscore, not a dash. It's on the same key as a dash, but you want the underscore so it comes to the bottom of, flush to the bottom of the characters. At WTAQ underscore RWT, as in Road Watch Traffic. Again, on Twitter, that's at WTAQ underscore RWT. You follow that when there are major traffic events. Now, Joe also texts them out. And to get those, you can text traffic at 79489. Traffic to 79489. Or again, follow us on Twitter at WTAQ underscore Roadwatch Traffic. And even other radio stations in the market have figured out that's where they want to get their traffic information from. So, I'm not complaining. Do you think her management knows she's doing that? Jason? You wouldn't think they would be pleased with that, would you? I'm extremely pleased with that. But anyway, I should stop giving her crap, otherwise she's going to stop doing it. So, you just go ahead. We're glad to have you out there following us. All right. One other thing I have to get to, and I have been remiss. I have not done this all this week. Last week, I told you about a fifth grader named Sydney from Orinda, California, at a class project due May 23rd, where he chose to learn about the state of Wisconsin. I chose this state because I love its features and cheese. And what he did is he sent in a letter to the editor of Gannett Newspapers, We're asking the people of Wisconsin to send them information, items, or interested facts about your interesting facts about your beautiful state to share with my classmates. I've asked you to send them to me, and I've gotten quite a few of them already. I'm going to be sending these to the Gloriet Elementary School in Orinda, California on Friday. So if you have any thoughts, Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com. Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com. One more time. Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com. Now, Jason, you know our cheese connection? He's sending Sydney a big box of cheese. Are you aware of that? Yeah, very cool. To coordinate with the day that Sydney has to do this. I still don't know if Sydney's a he or a she. But I'm going to contact the school today because I need some information, and then I'll find out. So again, Jerry Bader Show at MWCRadio.com. All right, yesterday I shared with you a Wisconsin Media Check piece where they monitored the four Green Bay TV stations at 5, 6, 9, and 10 p.m. and the amount of time each local news station devoted to covering three issues: the IRS scandal, the Benghazi scandal, and the minimum wage debate. And what they found was, since January, WBAY, WFRV, and WGBH, those three, spent no time on the IRS scandal. FRV, that's 5 and 26, spent no time on either scandal. And WBAY spent a minute 29 on the Benghazi scandal. Fox 11 spent just more than 6 minutes on the IRS scandal, just more than 9 minutes on Benghazi. They all spent a lot of time on minimum wage, with the exception of BAY, which spent only about 4 minutes. The rest spent between 12 and 14 minutes. So, except for Fox 11, most of the rest just ignored the scandals. I did receive a response from a news director at one of the stations here in town, obviously not Fox 11, because Fox 11 covered these quite well. He had a couple of defenses here. Your numbers are skewed. The minimum wage story got more time because we could localize it. Okay, that is a fair point. That's fair because you can talk to local businesses where, you know, his claim is you really can't do that with Benghazi or the IRS scandal. I disagree on the IRS scandal. You could talk to local Tea Party groups. Even the Benghazi scandal you can localize, but not to the degree minimum wage. So he has a bit of a point there. He said you should disclose your relationship with Fox 11. Okay, we have a relationship with Fox 11. You hear their weather. I mean, I thought it was relatively self-evident, and I certainly wasn't trying to hide it. I mean, we have our traffic on there. We do their weather. You hear it on the station all the time, but okay, we have a relationship with Fox 11. That doesn't change my opinion that Fox 11 did a better job on this. He also points out, they have a much bigger news hole. They dedicate more time to news, as all Fox affiliates do, and have more time to do that. Okay, still doesn't really I know our relationship is very much on the sleeve. It's not something but that's okay. It is what it is. I think he makes some valid points, but the reality is, I don't think it explains the goose eggs. Zero coverage on that stuff. That would be my point. Did he explain the goose eggs? He said he'd have to look into that. He was a bit surprised by that himself, and he'd have to look into that. So I'm just throwing it out there. All right. There are some new developments on Walmart. We'll talk about those, I think, more tomorrow. because I need to do something here. Actually, I get to do something here. We'll talk a little more tomorrow. As expected, Walmart not excited about Jim Schmidt's two-story plan. And we'll have more to say about that tomorrow. All right, I've got something I want to share with you. Those of you who are theater-goers, and I'm talking live theater, Play-by-Play Theater is a new professional theater company here in town. Again, that's Play-by-Play Theater, based at the Robert Lee Brault Playhouse, 122 North Chestnut. Their first show is a show called, it's a musical called Oil City Symphony. It's their premiere production. It runs Monday the 19th through the 24th at 7:30 p.m. with an added matinee Saturday the 24th at 2 p.m. It's basically about four 1960s grads who reunite to honor their beloved music teacher. This is the show had an extended off-Broadway run in New York. The Green Bay production features two New York cast members, both Green Bay natives. Yet it's a new professional theater company, Play-by-Play, and this is their premiere production. My wife and I plan on taking it in. You can take it in right now if you win the pair of tickets that I'm going to give away right now. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do random TV trivia. What's random TV trivia? As soon as Jason has a caller, I'm going to pull a TV trivia question out of the darkest recesses of my brain. It could be anything. And we'll do this until someone gets it right. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And I'm just, as soon as we've got someone, I will produce a TV trivia question. 406-1360, 888-455-1360 for a chance to win a pair of tickets to a brand new professional theater production, a new company, Play-by-Play Theater. Again, it debuts Monday, their production of Oil City Symphony. It runs through the 24th. Let's start with Don in Algoma. Don, how you doing? Don, you there? No? Oh, Mike in Green Bay. Sorry.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Good. Sorry about that. I didn't see the blue highlight by Mike in Green Bay there. We usually start on the other line. My bad. Okay, how you doing, Mike?
Good, Jerry.
All right. Now, let's do it this way. I will give you two choices, Mad Men trivia or MASH trivia.
MASH trivia.
Ah, you don't watch Mad Men. See, now I was going to be rotten and just make it Mad Men. All right, let's see. This isn't too tough. You're a MASH fan?
Huge.
All right, then this is going to be piece of cake. What nationality is Max Klinger?
Lebanese.
Yeah, it's for a MASHite, that was pretty easy. You thought that was too easy, Jason? You had no idea. Well, see, you're too young for MASH. Yeah, what? All right. What's his favorite baseball team, Max?
The Mud Hens.
The Toledo Mud Hens. Absolutely.
Where's Radar from?
Ottumwa. Ottumwa. Where's Frank from? I could have.
He's from a town in Indiana, and I'm trying to think about it. It's a mid-major town.
I believe it's Fort Wayne.
It is Fort Wayne.
Yeah, I believe it is. What's his wife's name? I'm not sure now.
Oh, Lord.
No, that's Henry's wife, Louise. I can't think of her name now. Doesn't matter. You've won. All right. Hang on, and I'm going to hand this to Jason, and he'll get you some information. Get information from you. And, again, the show runs. This is for any of the performances, Mike, from the 19th through the 24th. So you will be all set. Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. Appreciate that. All right, coming up in the next hour, a couple of things that popped up really out of nowhere. I shouldn't say out of nowhere, but that I didn't put into the show prep until late in the game. One of them deals with an online, something that's gone viral online, that it's actually killing people. My daughter did it. I was surprised my daughter did it. We're going to get into that at some point after 9 o'clock. But the big story that broke yesterday, and not all of the mainstream media is paying a lot of attention to this, Drudge has big links on the top of his page to this. It's the story about the 36,000 criminals who were freed while awaiting deportation. This is an amazing story. This should be a much, much bigger deal than it's being played in the mainstream media right now. And we will start there at 9:06. It's 8:56.
Boys of summer live here. Milwaukee.